Good morning and welcome to Simply People. It's Wednesday, April 24th. On today's show, Tammy Slayton shares a poolside bathing suit pic on her girls' trip with a psychic medium pal, while Travis Kelce reveals his newfound love for Hallmark movies. Plus, Princess Sophia of Sweden showcases the versatility of her wedding tiara with a bold new setting. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with some uplifting news from the world of reality TV. The star of the show, Thousand Pound Sisters, Tammy Slayton, is enjoying life and showing off her dramatic weight loss. Tammy recently posted photos from a girls' trip with her friend, psychic medium Haley Michelle. The pics show Slayton hanging out by the pool in a blue mermaid print swimsuit, looking happy and healthy. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent, Bella. So what can you tell us about Tammy's transformation and her recent getaway?
Well, David, Tammy Slayton has come a long way since she first appeared on the TLC show 1,000 Pound Sisters alongside her sister, Amy. At her heaviest, Tammy weighed over 700 pounds and struggled with mobility and health issues. But after undergoing bariatric surgery, she has lost an incredible 440 pounds. Tammy is now enjoying her newfound health and independence, taking trips and living life to the fullest. Her recent girls' trip with friend Haley Michelle included grocery shopping, FaceTiming with sister Amy, and of course, lounging by the pool. Tammy shared photos of herself in a swimsuit, showing off her slimmer figure and the chest tattoo that was previously obscured by her size.
It's great to see Tammy making such positive changes and enjoying activities that many take for granted. But some commenters have questioned her friendship with Haley Michelle, accusing the psychic medium of using Tammy for fame. What's the story there?
According to friends of Haley Michelle who commented on the photos, she and the Slayton sisters have actually been online friends for a while and only recently met up in person. They say people should stop trying to pick apart the friendship and just be happy that Tammy looks so happy. It seems the trip was a positive experience all around, with Tammy saying, "I'm just giving myself a pat on the back for achieving something. Getting the weight off and living, I can finally say I'm living life."
That's a powerful statement from someone who previously described herself as suicidal, depressed, and mean before her weight loss journey. It really underscores the mental and emotional impact of obesity beyond just the physical health issues.
Absolutely. And it's something the show has explored in depth, showing the complicated family dynamics and personal struggles behind the sensational premise of sisters with a combined weight of over 1,000 pounds. Tammy, in particular, faced a lot of setbacks and nearly lost her life several times before committing to the changes needed to save it. Her story is an inspiring example of the transformative power of taking control of one's health and happiness.
Thanks for the update on Tammy's journey, Bella. It sounds like she has a lot of living to do. On a different note, Travis Kelce, the star tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, recently made a surprising revelation on his podcast, New Heights, that he co-hosts with his brother Jason. Kelce admitted to being a fan of the feel-good movies produced by the Hallmark Channel. Here with more details is our Simply People correspondent. So what exactly did Kelce say about his appreciation for Hallmark films?
Well, David, during the latest episode of New Heights, Kelce and his brother Jason were chatting with comedian and actor Andrew Santino. The topic of Hallmark movies came up, and Santino asked Kelce directly if he was a Hallmark guy. To the surprise of some listeners, Kelce responded by saying, "I dabble now. Yeah." He went on to admit he was a huge fan of the Hallmark brand, while also noting that Hallmark is a Kansas City-based company, the city where Kelce has played for the Chiefs for the past 11 seasons.
Interesting. It seems Kelce has developed an appreciation for the heartwarming storylines Hallmark is known for. But this isn't Kelce's only foray into the entertainment world recently, right? He's been getting more involved in film projects as well.
That's right. Kelce is expanding his horizons beyond the football field. He served as an executive producer on the war dramedy My Dead Friend Zoe, which premiered at this year's South by Southwest Festival. And just last month, it was announced Kels is teaming up again with the producers of that film to create a new documentary about the late artist Jean-Michel Basquiat. The Basquiat estate has given Kelsey and his collaborators access to never-before-seen archival materials to help tell the artist's story in the upcoming film titled King Pleasure.
It certainly seems like Kelsey has caught the Hollywood bug. Has he expressed interest in doing even more in the entertainment industry, perhaps after his football career is over?
He has indeed. Kels told People magazine that he's definitely interested in pursuing more acting roles and other Hollywood ventures once his playing days are done. He said hosting Saturday Night Live last year opened his eyes to how much he enjoyed working in scripted comedy and the entertainment world in general. Though he acknowledges acting is a whole new craft, he'll need to really focus on and hone before taking on major projects. But he also has a new hosting gig lined up for the game show Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity, a spin-off of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader that will stream on Prime Video.
Fascinating stuff. It will be intriguing to see how Kels's second career in entertainment develops in the coming years and which Hallmark movies he dabbles in next. Thanks for those insights, correspondent. I'm ready to generate an engaging podcast script between news anchor David and a subject matter correspondent once you provide an article for me to work with. The script will be in English, replace AI with AI, and follow the style you outlined. Please let me know when you have an article ready. A high school graduation ceremony in Pennsylvania is set to look a little different this summer. Norwin High School in Westmoreland County will see 11 sets of twins receive their diplomas at the end of the school year. That's right, 11 pairs of twins all graduating together from the same school. For more on this remarkable story, we turn to our correspondent at Simply People. So tell us, what are the students saying about this unique experience of having so many twins in one graduating class?
The twins at Norwin High are definitely embracing their special bond. As one student, Sophie Bowser, put it, "You always have a friend around, so it's like you're never really bored. I always have someone to talk to." Her classmate, Luke Klamath, also noted how graduating with 10 other sets of twins makes for a great fun fact or conversation starter. While being a twin is a core part of their identity, the school's principal, Dr. Michael Chobe, emphasized that each student still has their own distinct personality that makes them unique.
That's quite a special group dynamic. Has the school ever seen this many sets of twins graduate together before?
According to Principal Chobe, who has led Norwin High for 9 years, this is an unprecedented occurrence. He can't recall ever having this many twins in a single graduating class during his tenure. Chobe joked that there must be something in the water causing this twin phenomenon, a theory he has a personal stake in, as he is actually a parent of twins himself, though his kids are not yet in high school.
It will be interesting to see where the future takes this remarkable group. Are all the twins planning to stick together after graduation?
While some twins, like Sophie and Abby Bowser, are aiming to attend the same college, others are ready to head in separate directions and forge their own paths. But no matter where they end up, Principal Chobe sees a bright future ahead for all of them, saying, "This is just a stepping stone. Their futures are going to be phenomenal. I'm excited to just follow from a distance." It's clear these students have formed an incredible bond during their time at Norwin High.
22 students, 11 sets of twins, one unforgettable graduation at Norwin High School in Pennsylvania. A remarkable story indeed. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.